All right, here we go. We are off and running. It is Wednesday, middle of the week, February 12th, 2020. 2020. Did I just about not say that right? Wednesday, February the 12th, 2020. 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program, and we have got a great program for you today. Now, the first hour is going to be the typical show. We're going to take phone calls, have conversations, have a good time with each other, and that's always a lot of fun. Now, we have a lot of other stuff going on, though. Coming up in hour number two today, you know, we have to know what's going on in the world, and one of the best people to help us sort that out is legendary ABC newsman Sam Donaldson. Now, Sam was, I'm sure you remember Sam Donaldson. He was the White House correspondent for ABC during Watergate. He was the White House correspondent for ABC during the Bill Clinton impeachment. He was the co-host of Primetime Live, which was a huge successful news magazine in the late 80s and early 90s. He was the host of Sunday Morning with Sam and Cokie Roberts, which was on Sunday mornings on ABC for so many years. So Sam Donaldson is a very well-known newsman, and he will give his take on everything that has went down in the last few months, because I don't think Sam has been on since December. It was either November or December. So it's been a while since we've had Sam on, and it'll be great to catch up with him in hour number two today. Now, here's why I say that. Also in hour number two, we have got a really, really big announcement to make. Now, we have a guest coming up tomorrow who will be on the entire two-hour program. Now, this is a big, big guest, because this guest is, you know, we hear the word exclusive all the time and breaking news and all that. Well, truly tomorrow, this will be an exclusive, because this person has not spoken anywhere else in quite some time. So the opinions and the thoughts and the things that you will hear tomorrow morning on this show from this person, who is a very well-known person, you will only be hearing here. So it is, in essence, an absolutely true exclusive. Now, that will be tomorrow morning for the entire two-hour program, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. But it's embargoed, so I'm not going to announce that until 9:15 this morning. So like Charlie Evers' theme song says, email your friends, call your loved ones, and let them know that we're going to make a big announcement at 9:15 this morning during our interview with Sam Donaldson, which I'm sure you'll want to hear anyway, about the guest tomorrow, which is a gigantic guest to have on this program, especially in these very interesting times. So don't miss that for love nor money, the guest we have tomorrow. I wish I could tell you, because we're just an hour away, who this guest is, but I will tell you this. It's a guest that, you know, I get excited about, because this person is just one of those iconic people that you want to talk to, and you want to hear their opinions, and you want to know what they think about everything. And we're going to find that out tomorrow. And we will find out who that person is at 9:15 this morning. So do not miss it. So that's coming up this morning. Now, I should also mention that on Friday on this program, it's Valentine's Day, and we will have our Valentine's Day show on Friday. Now, this should be a real interesting tour de force, because for the entire two-hour program on Friday morning, we are going to have Michelle and Abby live in studio. Now, as I said earlier on in the week, I don't know really what either one of them know about relationships or love or anything that would have to do with Valentine's Day, but they will be here live in the studio. This has never happened. Now, Abby was here one time, but it has never happened during the morning show where we've had Michelle and Abby live in the studio at the same time. So that is going to be something to behold for two reasons. Number one, as I say, it's Valentine's Day, and I'm not really sure either one of them know a whole lot about relationships or Valentine's or whatever. They might. I'm not saying they don't know. We just will find out Friday morning what they know about that sort of thing. And the other thing is we are having our Christmas, and you heard me right, we're having our Christmas office party tomorrow, Thursday. Now, why are we having a Christmas office party in February? Well, what happened was there was supposed to be a Christmas office party in December, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the high road here, and I'll say that it was canceled because everybody got busy. I don't really know if that's true or not, but let's say everybody got busy. And we had to cancel the office party in December. And we really couldn't get it together in January because there were other things going on. So, like for 2 weeks now, we've had this date set of February 13th, which is tomorrow. And by the way, I didn't think about this until this morning, but you know, 13's the unlucky number. Remember, there used to be lucky numbers and unlucky numbers. I can't remember what the lucky number was. Was it lucky 11? Was 11 supposed to be lucky? I think 11 was maybe supposed to be lucky. But I know 13 was the unlucky number. So it's kind of interesting that we're getting together on February the 13th, which is an unlucky number. But regardless, we will be getting together tomorrow to have this office party. Now, here is why this is interesting, because Friday morning will be the day after the office party. So not only will there be Valentine's Day conversation, and relationship conversation, and love conversation, because it is Valentine's Day, it will also be the day after the office party, and I'm sure we will recap what happened the night before. Now, this is interesting on a lot of levels, because I hope that they will both be able to get here Friday morning in prime condition. I hope that the office party will not inhibit their condition to be here at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. Now, here's another thing I have with this. The first time that Abby came in, she brought me breakfast, which is a very simple breakfast. It's just a large Diet Coke from McDonald's, two sausage patties, and an order of scrambled eggs. Costs like $4 for that breakfast. But, you know, that's what I have in the morning when I think about it. Now, I've been told that Friday, this is definitely not going to happen. Now, I don't know why we've hit a rough patch to where the breakfast is not going to happen Friday morning, but that's what I heard. Now, I was also thinking, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if somebody made something special for Valentine's Day? But then I thought that might be a trouble. Might be trouble as well, because we're all going to be out the day and night before. And who knows how long this office party will go? We really don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. That's why I say when you tune in Friday morning, you're going to be, it's a reality show Friday morning, because you are going to hear the blow-by-blow of what happened the night before at the office party. So it's another reason to tune in Friday morning and not miss that program. Now, don't forget, this morning we've got the Charlie Evers Show, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. We've also got Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 until 1 o'clock. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 to 7. So a full day of programming here on WWGH Radio. Now, I just got word from Abby that she thought that was a one-sided pitch. Now, I don't know, or a rough patch. Not a rough patch. See, I have my glasses off, and obviously I can no longer read. She thought that, did I say rough patch? Did I say we were having a rough patch? I don't remember saying that. But, you know, this is not a scripted show. I don't really write it down. So, Friday morning, Oh, I said there was a rough patch because I wasn't going to get any breakfast. Okay, yeah, I do remember saying that now. Yeah, I did say there was a rough patch. But it's just because I can't get the breakfast on Friday morning for like $4. But you see, this stems from last Friday. Now, I don't know if I told the story from last Friday. Michelle and Abby and I did get together last Friday night. I think that was the first time outside of work that we had all gotten together to tape a podcast, which, by the way, it's Paper Rings is the name of the podcast. You can get it on YouTube if you like to listen to it. Just search Paper Rings, and it should come up, Paper Rings Podcast. But we all got together to do this podcast last Friday, and Abby volunteered to get pizza for the group. And I don't know what happened at the pizza place on Friday, but apparently it was a nightmare, and it all got backed up, and she ended up being late for the podcast, which is really no big deal, because we weren't, like, on a rigid schedule for the podcast, but she was late. And when she came into the studio Friday to tape the podcast, her face was red, she was angry, and I think this is why a halt has been brought to the food. I don't really think it has anything to do with McDonald's or the two sausage patties and the order of scrambled eggs or the grilled chicken salad that I never got with ranch dressing. I don't think it has anything to do with any of that. I think it has more to do with pretty much that incident with the pizza. That's what I think happened. Now, that is unfortunate that that is what led to that, but that pizza thing led to no breakfast on Friday, but it is Valentine's Day. So we've been talking all week, what should a girl get a guy for Valentine's Day? You know, so my feeling is that Michelle and Abby, we should do the reverse Valentine's Day, and that they should both bring me something on Friday. Now, I am not opposed, because I don't need any flowers, because we've talked about that. Who needs flowers for Valentine's Day? But I would take the breakfast as a Valentine's Day gift, or anything else they would like to bring as they come in to do the show on Friday morning. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think it'd be a nice gesture. I think it would make for a great Valentine's Day. It would make for a memorable Valentine's Day. Because it is sort of a pseudo-holiday. Not a real holiday, but, you know, just kind of a pseudo-holiday. So it would be nice if they brought things on Friday. So that's what's going to happen Friday morning. But like I said, it's the night after the office party. And so not only is it going to be Valentine's Day talk, it's going to be the fallout from the office party. And when I mean fallout, I mean fallout. When I say fallout, I mean fallout. Because I get the feeling in my bones that some of these people might be falling out Friday morning. Because who knows what will happen at this big office party? You just don't know. I can't predict it. All I know is that it's going to happen on Thursday. And we're not even really sure of the time now, because everybody is kind of panicked about this snow that possibly could come in tonight. I say possibly now because every time they say there's going to be a snow, every time they say there's going to be an ice storm, it ends up not really being as bad as people say it's going to be. So I don't know if the snow will come tonight. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We'll be fine either way. It's really not enough snow to cause a whole lot of problems. It may cause some school delays and cancellations if we get the 2 to 4 inches. But when you really think about it, 2 to 4 inches is not a lot of snow. It's not a great amount of snow. I mean, we know, I mean, a ruler is 12 inches, so it's like a quarter of that if we got the full 4 inches. So I don't think that's going to be a big issue if it does come tonight, but it might cause some problems with school delays and cancellations tomorrow, so you want to stay tuned for that if you do see the snow flying tonight. But office party tomorrow. This is kind of office party eve, because we've talked about this for so long. And then tomorrow will be office party, and then Friday, the fallout from it. Go ahead, caller.
Good day, good day, good day.
Good day, good day, good day. How are you?
Oh, you know, not too shabby. How about yourself today?
I'm feeling good. You sound a little depressed today.
No, I hope I do not get this China flu. I feel achy this morning. I don't know what it is. I ate at this new restaurant the other day, and it was a player. I can't remember the name of it. And you know, they have this fish, like raw fish. What do they call that? The raw fish.
Sushi.
What do they call that?
Sushi.
Sushi on it, but you know me, I'm not a big. I mean, I like fish, but I like bread fish. You know, I like fatty fish.
Right.
But they had everything, that kind of stuff. So but they had this chicken on there, and they had corn. And they had carrots, so that's what I got. I went with this guy I know. I bought my car from in Delaware the other night, and never eaten this place before. And I thought, okay, I'll try something different, you know. And ever since I ate there, the last couple of days, even yesterday, I got a touch of it. But the last night when I got home, my stomach has been aching. And I'm going to tell you something. The chicken was kind of—I thought it was going to be hot chicken, but when I bit into it, it was cold chicken, cold corn. And I mean, I ate it because you pay for it, but I don't know. It was a different kind of place. And it was just my head. I hope I don't, I hope that chicken didn't come from China. That's what I was thinking, you know. Or I had what they call that—you get with chicken salmonella.
Well. I think you can get salmonella, but you think you might have the coronavirus?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my stomach it's been like the last few days. It's been horrible, hurting every since. And I don't know. I might have to. I mean, I can't hardly lay down. I mean, I upchucked the other day. I got home that night a little bit.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful visual for the people eating breakfast listening to this show.
Oh, so sorry. So sorry this morning, folks. Sorry about that.
Oh.
I'm a little underneath the weather this morning. I don't know what it is. I'm hoping it'll go away. I've been taking the Pepto-Bismol and stuff. I'm a little under the weather this morning, but I'm trying to fight it. You know how that goes.
But your stomach's been having a lot of issues the last few months.
Yeah, but I was fine before I went to that place, so I don't know what happened in that place. I don't know what happened.
I doubt it's the coronavirus. I think you'd be in the hospital.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping that's not what it is. I mean, because it is going around. It's in the U.S. That was kind of scary.
Well, it is, but I don't believe anybody in the U.S. has died from it. Now, I think people in China have died from it, but I don't think anybody in the U.S. has, because I think we were prepared with the right vaccinations.
Yeah, if it gets any worse, I might have to take you to the urgent care and help them screen me for the coronavirus. China.
You know, here's why. Well, it's a bad time for anything to happen, because it's been a horrible cold and flu year. People are having... flu A, flu B, people are having viruses that won't go away. People are coming down, the regular flu, they're coming down with the, it's been awful this year.
And I work in a closed environment, so that doesn't help. I mean, I could have the regular, turn into the regular, and it's something that people at work that are sick, and I wanted to take this whole week off, because I'm getting ready to go to California. I'm like, please God, I do not want to be sick. You know, because I'm going to be going to California next week. There, you know, it's my vacation. Oh, here I am. I'm hoping this goes away, because I do not want to be sick on my vacation.
Well, I just got word that people should be more worried about the flu than the coronavirus, because the flu is more prevalent and also can be deadly.
What? Yeah, obviously we know that coronavirus can do, but look at the test of SARS, did it?
Right, but I think more people are obviously getting the flu than the coronavirus, I think, is the point here.
Oh, probably. So, yeah. I don't know what it is. I just think it's, like I said, it's just because, I don't know. Maybe my body was not used to that cold chicken. That was weird. It was just a weird...
Well, it doesn't. You're not much of an exotic eater, so it could be that that's what happened.
It could be. My body's like, why are you feeding me this kind of stuff? Normally I have cheese and ketchup hamburger.
Right, right. If it's not covered in cheese and ketchup and deep fried, you don't want it.
To feed me this nice, now you're trying to feed me this nice chicken with spice on it?
Yeah, it's probably a rejection of the food.
I think so. I'm hoping I'll feel better later. I hope this goes away. It didn't take me feeling, but other than that, how's everything going? What's the topic today?
Well, the topic today is, during the interview with Sam Donaldson this morning of ABC News, we have a big, big announcement that there's going to be a huge guest on this show tomorrow, and this is not like, you know, CNN and Fox News and MSNBC.
Oh, that was good. I like that. That was a Donald Trump.
Huge. And this is not going to be like those people, because this is actually an exclusive, because this person who will be on tomorrow has not been on anywhere else, and it is a famous person, and you will only hear their opinions here tomorrow on this show, and they'll be live for the two-hour broadcast. So that's what makes it an exclusive and a big announcement coming up at 9:15 this morning when I interview Sam Donaldson.
And you know what you're going to get me for a gift?
What does that have to do with a gift?
Autograph.
Well, I'm just saying, what does that have? What in that spiel did you pick up the word gift?
No, I just thought of that. I don't have this autograph.
So basically, I was talking there, and what you were thinking about was self-will.
Self-will. That was kind of mean to me, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know if it was mean. I just think it was maybe a little selfish. And tomorrow morning, when you tune into this show, this person will be live on the air with me. And people will find out in just about 40 minutes who it is.
All right. We'll have to tune in.
I love a good tease.
There you go. Yeah, you do a lot of those. Yeah, people ask me all the time, by the way, on your Facebook post. They'll say, Sean, what is Scott talking about on his Facebook? I'm like, how am I supposed to know? I said, I don't even have time when you post on your Facebook until, like, later on, like, late at night. And then I call you, I'll say, and sometimes you'll tell me, and I said, well, he doesn't tell me everything what his Facebook post is. I mean, because he's like, well, he puts all this stuff on there, but I don't know. He won't tell us what it is.
Well, you know, somebody said this. I can't remember who came up with this term, but they called me the original vague booker because I'm so vague when I post these things. So I'm a vague booker. But this is true. I mean, this announcement's coming next hour, so people don't have to wait for this one. That was not vague. It's coming up at 9:15 this morning.
Interesting.
It's a big guest.
This guest has never been on before.
No, I didn't say that. I said this person has not been on anywhere else, and their opinion will be big, and we're not doing any guesses this morning. We're just saying that it's a big name, and their opinions will not be heard anywhere else but on this show because they have not been on any other shows in recent times.
Interesting. I don't even know, folks.
Nobody knows. I can honestly say I have not told anybody. I have not told. No, nobody messaged me. Yeah. People have tried to find out who it is, and I have not told anybody.
See, folks, though, leave your texts and whoever else is listening, leave your phone calls to me because I have no idea what it is. People do that all the time. They'll text and say, what's the guy talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think I'm pretty clear on Facebook. Now, it is vague, but I think that I'm pretty clear usually about what I'm talking about.
It's not like you're planning on doing. I mean, I'm psychic, I know that, but, you know, that's a nice point.
Well, we should bring up the point that coming up this morning from 9:15 to 10 o'clock, we are going to have legendary newsman Sam Donaldson on from ABC. And I don't think he's been on since November or December of last year, so that's going to be pretty big. And that's when I'm going to make the announcement when Sam's on, and we're going to get his opinions on everything going on in the world. And then Friday morning is kind of what I was talking about, because Friday morning is Valentine's Day. Now, that's the morning that Michelle and Abby are supposed to come in.
Yeah, I was confused this morning, because when I first started tuned in, you said, so your party, is it on Friday? Is it on Thursday? You said, first, I thought it was on Friday, your party.
No, the office party is
tomorrow.
Yeah, the office party is tomorrow, and then they're coming in Friday morning.
Gotcha, okay. I was tuning in, I was like, wait a minute, I thought you said the office party was on Friday, because they're just coming in on Friday, I got you.
Right. But see, that'll be a great thing because that's the day after the office party. So we'll be able to point out, well, I'll be able to point out all the flaws that they did during the office party.
Did you give them a gift? Did you give them a gift?
No, no. A matter of fact, I tendered the suggestion that I think they both should bring me gifts on Friday morning for Valentine's Day. And I don't want any flowers. I wouldn't do anything with flowers. But I think they should bring me gifts Friday morning.
Somebody got you butterfingers in the bottom of it before.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I never ate any of those. So it would just be a nice...
I didn't set up your refrigerator for 10 years.
Well, right, but I don't know that Butterfingers spoil. I don't know that there's an expiration date on them.
Oh, really? I thought there was an expiration on Kitty Bar.
I don't know. It's highly unlikely I'm ever going to get them down and eat them anyway.
Oh, you make my stomach hurt.
Well, no, that's true. I don't think I'm going to. But so my point is that I don't know what's going to happen Friday morning when they come in here because it's going to be live. And as I say, I don't know that they have any love advice because, you know, it is Valentine's Day. So it might be more talk about what happens the night before at the big office party, which was postponed for 2 months.
I'm sure they have some love advice. I mean, they're females. All females usually have some kind of love advice, usually.
Well, they might have love advice, but the question is,
let me tell you something, they're wired that way. Women are wired totally different than male. And their brain thinks a lot different than males do. So, yeah, so I'm imagining usually 9 times out of 10, females have more of a way of explaining love than males.
That could be, but I don't know that it's the correct answers. That's the question. See, they can have opinions. They can have opinions all day long, but will they be right answers?
Well, I guess what you could do is bring Dr. Ruth on three-way and have her give some love advice, because she knows all about that.
Well, you know, Dr. Ruth scares me, because she's been on a couple times over the years, and when she comes on, she starts using words that normally you don't hear on radio, but she's allowed to say because she's a doctor. But, you know, I don't know how to respond to those words that she says.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I can't even say those words because I'm not a doctor, so I can't even tell you what words I'm talking about. But Dr. Ruth...
Well, we're working on that. You're going to have your doctor in front of your knee. Dr. Spears.
And then I'll be able to put it out there?
Yeah.
What I feel bad about is that, you know, last time Abby was in here, she brought me breakfast, which my typical breakfast... Now, you know what my breakfast is.
Yes, sausage, eggs, and... Sausage, egg, and a diet pop.
Right. So, you know, and she did that last time, so I've got to give Abby a lot of props for that. But she alerted me yesterday that apparently this is not going to be happening this Friday. And I think...
I love it!
But I think it's because she's angry, because last week she, you know, had to go get this pizza, and it delayed her, and I think that upset her.
She's laying the wall down. I like it.
Well, I think, you know, it's unfortunate that that's what happened, because, I mean, I'm sorry she went to a pizza place on a Friday and they were busy, but I thought that was common knowledge that a pizza place would be busy on Friday.
Just call Grubhub. I think, do we have Grubhub in Marion, or whatever it's called, Grubhub, or what are some of those services we have nowadays? Grubhub, I don't know. Either like quite a few of them, they just deliver the food to you?
Well, here's what I'll say. I'll say, Abby in general is not an angry person, but she was angry on Friday. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I mean, she's probably one of those kind of people that don't
want to
be late to something.
Well,
I'll be late to my own funeral.
Well, it's okay that she was late, because it's not like we were working on a hard schedule or anything. And I think she texted Michelle to say she was going to be late. But I don't know what put her over the edge Friday, but I know there was a lot of anger coming in here on Friday.
Well, remember, I had that anger before, too. And then I had more anger when I found out, you know, when I brought those pops and that stuff when I came to the studio that night. Remember that? I about threw the pop against the wall. And, you know, it's like...
Now, that right there is an anger issue, because what good would it do to take something you just paid for and throw it against the wall? How's that going to solve the problem?
No, it's just, you know, it's just like, you know, you try to do a good deed, and you know, it's like, you know, it's like throwing money down the toilet, and it's like, come on, you know?
Well, yeah, but wouldn't throwing the stuff at the wall be like money down the toilet?
Yeah, that's why I thought about it a second twice. I said, well, you know what, I'm just going to drink it. Remember, I just drank it.
Yeah, and you ate it all.
But my first anger, because I get mad, and I just want to punch something or throw something or...
Well, I don't know that that's good.
No, I think I need to go to anger management.
You don't want to punch something or throw or do any of that. That's a high anger issue, and it should probably be dealt with in a psychiatrist's office.
I guess I should. Oh, man.
Now, yeah. Why is that your first instinct? I would think that would be not good.
Well, I don't know, because I guess it's the way I'm wired, I guess. I don't know. I just... Make me mad, and I just
want to
fly off the handle.
You just want to fly off the handle.
I guess. I sometimes, like, when something just irritates me, of course, I don't have a filter. I just say whatever I want to say. I'm bad at that. And after a while, if I anger tension somebody or whatever, I do feel bad after a while. It depends on the situation. Like yesterday, I went off on somebody. Yesterday, I didn't care. Because I was in a bad mood yesterday. I was not feeling good. It just got on my nerves. But if it's something that I didn't mean to do it, I will apologize. But because after you settle down, you think about it, right? And then, but sometimes, it's just, I see red and I don't care. I just let it go. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny.
I know it's not good. I know it's not good. I should be more like you, Dr. Spears.
Well, you know, it's true. I really don't get angry. In all the years that you have known me, have you ever seen me angry?
No. And I got you, like, and, you know, and I don't know. I try to get you angry sometimes.
But yet I don't get angry.
You don't. You're just like a pet.
Right. You've never seen me angry. And have you ever seen me sad? And have you ever seen me sad or depressed?
No, I've never seen you cry, and you've been through a lot of terrible things in your life.
That's right. My whole life's been one terrible journey.
we both though. You.
I've seen some things. You, let's put it that way.
Yeah. So and so yeah, I have never, and you never went through counseling.
No.
Or, you know, yeah. So.
No.
You just counsel yourself.
I just counsel myself and go on. But I am an even-tempered person, and I don't know where that comes from, because I really don't fight. I really don't get angry. I don't yell. I don't cry. I don't have those emotions. I'm just even-tempered all the time.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that makes people angry because they're trying to get a rise out of me or they're trying to get some emotion out of me, and it really doesn't work.
I tried a couple of times just joking around. And it doesn't work for you. Yeah, you're right. I tried a couple of times just to play around with it. And it doesn't work even by joking around.
I don't know why that is. I don't know why that has been the case. But you know what? I think it's good because it's left me as an even-tempered person, and I can, I can be calm in any situation. I don't become hysterical.
And you have less stress. See, I have a lot of stress. When you get angry like that, it puts a lot of stress on your body. Well, and I have gray hair falling out left and right.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I don't, like you said, throwing stuff at the wall. I never really have that urge to do that. But also, see, I also don't feel bad. Like, if I say something to somebody, I never really feel bad about it. I don't go back and apologize, or I don't think I shouldn't have said that. I'm just not apologetic like that.
Yeah. No, I don't do it all the time. I mean, I think I only do it a couple of times if I feel like that I realize, hey, I was in the wrong. But a lot of times I don't. Like yesterday, I don't. Like day before, whatever. I think a couple of the days I don't. But I think if I don't know. Maybe, I don't know how often I do it, to be honest, just because I see red all the time here lately. So.
Maybe that's something wrong with your eyes, seeing red all the time.
Yeah, oh, no, it's just like, you know how you get so angry of dumb things around you that people do just to irritate you. Do you ever have that? I mean, I know you probably do, but you just brush it off. But me, it aggravates.
Well, usually when I see something that maybe internally aggravates me, what I think of myself is I think, well, they'll be sorry because that's not the right way to do it. But I don't say that to them. I think it.
Right.
Because, and I'm also not an I told you so person. I don't turn around and say I told you so. I just, I let it go. I say, well, when it falls down, I say, well, I thought that long ago.
Yeah. And what you do is you just say what you have to say, and if you don't like it, you don't like it.
No, and I know over the years that I have offended people, and not yelling at them, because I don't yell at people, but I know I've said things that they did not appreciate, but they may lose their cool, but I don't lose mine, and I don't regret it, though. Because you know of a gentleman, you were in the car one time when I was having, a gentleman was losing his temper, and I was speaking to him in a calm manner, and, he had a machete in the back of the car.
I know, right in the back seat with me.
And you thought there was going to be worry because you thought, why is he talking to him like that? He's got a machete and a bow and arrow.
And who knows if he had a pocket knife, he could have pulled out a switchblade, like a jackknife.
Right. And how was I handling the situation?
You were really getting to him because he was moving around like left and right, and throwing his hands up in the air.
And I was just sitting there in a normal tone.
Yeah, you was. You didn't get loud with him at all. You just said what you wanted to say. You're like, listen, you're going back. I don't care what you say. You're done? I'm done with you?
People don't understand that about me, but I do have that mechanism in my brain. I try to explain that to people. No matter how close I am to somebody, if I really want them out or I really don't want to work with them anymore, it's not hard for me to let them go, and it's not hard for me to not talk to them anymore. I really can, they call that ghosts now. I really can ghost somebody pretty good because I don't feel bad about it later on.
Oh, is that the new word now, ghost?
Yeah, they call it ghosts. Ghosting people.
I'm going to start doing that people at work. I'm going to ghost you.
I do. Well, apparently ghosting, I think, is where you block somebody on all social media, you don't answer their phone calls, you don't answer their text, and I believe that's called ghosting because you're not responding at all. Now, if you respond, so if you respond, you're still having some kind of conversation with them, but ghosting is just you don't respond at all. You're just totally done.
You know, when people get in my territory, you know why they do it? I always say pounce.
You say what? You say what? Pounce?
I say pounce. That's what I tell them. Pounce. I mean, they get out of my territory.
You say bounce out of my territory.
I say bounce. Yep, that means get out of my area. Get out of my face.
I ghosted somebody recently, and I didn't even mean to ghost them. That's a lie. I got to be honest. I did mean to ghost them.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I did mean to ghost them, but I was ghosting them for a particular purpose, and the purpose didn't work. I'm thinking about ghosting them again, a matter of fact.
I think I need to go online and start ghosting people.
Well, isn't that a great thing that you can ghost people now? We've got a whole new way to run people out of your life.
Yeah, good idea.
I love a good ghost.
Good day, but I hate to rush off of here, but I have to do my...
Well, get ready. The big announcement's coming up in 20 minutes.
You have to text me because I'm away from the listening area.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big.
All right. Text me later. Text me later before you get off the air. And let me know who it was.
All right.
All right.
Have fun. Have fun.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. Now, don't forget, this big announcement is coming up momentarily. This big announcement's coming up momentarily. 9:15, when we're joined by Sam Donaldson, we're going to make this announcement. Now, if you're just tuning in, the announcement is, this is a true exclusive, that tomorrow morning on this show for 2 hours, we are going to have somebody on this show, and it's a true exclusive. They've been nowhere else talking about anything. You will only hear it here live tomorrow morning for 2 hours. It's going to be unbelievable. And also, don't forget that next hour, we've got Sam Donaldson, legendary ABC newsman, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Now, I'm being told that ghosting is wrong, and it's the easy way out. Now, I don't know if it is the easy way out because I think it makes the other person angry. Does anybody have any opinions on ghosting? We have 5 minutes here. You know, that's a popular term now where you just, cut somebody out. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any feeling one way or another on ghosting? Should you cut somebody out of your life by just blocking them, not responding to them, not answering the phone calls, doing that whole sort of thing? Should you ghost somebody? Is that good? Because sometimes I think you should do this because then you don't have to say anything mean to the person. You just disappear like a ghost. I'm not sure why that's called ghosting, though, because does a ghost really disappear? Isn't the whole point of a ghost that they stay around? It's the other dead people who disappear. A ghost just kind of hangs around. You can't get rid of them. You got to get garlic or something to get rid of a ghost. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think ghosting is the way to go? Is that how you should handle things in this day and age? Just cut people out that way. Ghost them. Any opinion? Has anybody been ghosted? I'm being told if it's a significant person and they didn't do anything to me, they deserve an explanation. Well, see, but explanation can be bad sometimes. Because when you give an explanation to somebody, sometimes they don't understand that explanation. And why can't we work on this? Why can't we fix this? Why can't this get any better? See, then you get off in the weeds. It's much better to just ghost somebody. Ghost them. There it is. They're gone. I'd love to know where that term came from. Ghosting. We have all these new terms now that social media has created, like ghosting. Isn't that nuts? All right, does anybody have an opinion? Should you just write somebody off and never talk to them again? Or do they deserve an explanation? Do we know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, see, I'm being told again that they get it's bad because they don't know why you disappeared. Well, I think you can probably draw a conclusion as to why they disappeared. Obviously, they didn't want to talk to you anymore. So that's why they disappeared. So I don't know that that's a coward's way out. I just think they didn't want to talk anymore. And this was the best way to do it. But I don't know that I would do that again. I really don't know that I would ever ghost anybody again. I think that's probably not nice. But it is effective. I'll say that. I don't think I have any plans to ghost anybody at this point. I don't think everybody deserves a reason, though. I don't subscribe to that school, because I do think that sometimes things are better left unsaid. Isn't that a saying? Things are better left unsaid. And some people, I don't know that they do deserve a reason. Oh, and it can be effective if you follow through with it. See, but some people back off of it. Now, if you follow completely through, you can be effective with ghosting. Oh, man, but guess what? We've got the big announcement coming up. Sam Donaldson, too. You don't want to miss this. Sam Donaldson in 10 minutes, and then the big announcement. Holy moly, you're not going to want to miss this one. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
I said, well, I'm very sorry, and I didn't realize my call was for later and everything. Then I sat down, and his wife came up to me, and she said to me, Shay, and they had married, by the way. And she had a beautiful girl.